Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And again, this week, folks, we've got a great show for you. We've got Bill Petrowiak. He is the Vice President of Communications for FLW Outdoors, and it is going strong now, isn't it, Bill?
It certainly is, and thanks, Terry, for having me on your show.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, a lot of times we talk to the anglers about tips or, you know, what they're doing, some of the techniques they did to win a tournament. But, you know, in the background, there's a lot of things going on with the sport itself. You know, ESPN, of course, involved on the bass side. And then FLW Outdoors really came into its own about 4 or 5 years ago and started the FLW Tour and the Everstart Tour. Always had the BFL Tour, which at that time was called Redman. Man, oh, man, you look back a few years and now look what's going on.
It's been phenomenal how growth has occurred and you know, how things just keep happening one right after another.
Well, in the back room, Bill, you know, you're talking about some things. Of course, the magazine, you can kind of talk to me if you would about that. Talk to me about your internet site, because both of those things are going very, very well also.
We've got the as you said, the magazine, FLW Outdoors Magazine, which is a member-based magazine and also available on newsstand at Walmart stores. We've got the website, FLWOutdoors.com. What a lot of people may not know is we also have a radio show out of Dallas, Texas, that covers outdoors, fishing, hunting, and the Dallas area sports. And then, of course, we have our TV show on Outdoor Life Network.
Well, yeah, what a great venue that has become. You know, a lot of people really tuning in to the happenings and what's going on in the FLW. And you got a couple of guys out there in the forefront. You know, besides the FLW guys, you've got Larry Nixon and Hank Parker, and you can't do much better than those two guys.
Oh, the addition of Hank and Larry has just been terrific for the show. It's added a whole new dimension to what we do, in addition to just covering the tournaments, just getting in-depth into the anglers' minds and finding out what they're doing, how they're doing, what their strategies are, what they're using. They're just terrific.
You know, one of the things about our sport that I think maybe makes it a little bit unique is the fact you can emulate somebody else doing something. You know, like in NASCAR, you can't go out and drive your car 200 mile an hour, but, you know, or football, go out and have a 600-pound guy fall on you. But you can, with bass fishing, you can go out and a guy can tell you about a technique, and then you can go try it on your home water.
Well, and it's for everybody, and that's what makes this sport so special. Anyone can fish. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what race you are, what gender you are. Everyone can participate in this sport.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that do. Over 60 million people that participate in fishing, and I think it's the second largest participatory sport.
Only to bowling.
How about that? You know, you think about that. But I heard maybe walking is another one that might rate higher than that. But if you look at the sport itself, you know, people can go out, as you mentioned, they can go out and just go with their family, or you can do it in the competitive vein like you guys are doing at FLW Outdoors. You know, we always talk about bass fishing here at BassFan.com. But you've got another trail that you follow pretty strong, too, and then getting into the saltwater area.
Absolutely. We've got the RCL Walleye League and Tour, and we are working with Wellcraft and Walmart on Walmart saltwater team.
Well, it's really a neat venue because, you know, the inshore and then even offshore fishing is really becoming a big money, big business, and people are out there doing that as well. So not only the bass fishing going well, the walleye fishing is stepping up, and now you're going to be into the saltwater thing. So FLW Outdoors is going crazy.
Well, you know, there's lots of different venues for us to go, lots of different avenues within the fishing industry that reach a lot of people, and everyone has their own little niche and their own little area they like to specialize in, and this allows us to touch a lot more people.
Well, the guy heading the whole ball game up, Irwin Jacobs, you know, if you haven't heard of Irwin Jacobs, you've probably lived under a rock if you're in the bass fishing world, but he is a guy that's really raised the bar as far as non-endemic sponsorships, but the big money, holy cow, $500,000 at the Jacobs Cup this year for the winner.
We are very proud that we are able to offer that kind of money to the winner of the Jacobs Cup and the sport of fishing. It is unheard of, and, you know, it's a no-entry fee tournament besides.
Well, you know, and you get the best, too. It's not just a bunch of guys that are, you know, weekenders or whatever. This is the best of the professional anglers that are going to be at that event. And when you guys have it this year, you're going to do a little more festivities along with just the fishing, too.
Well, along with the tournament, we're going to kick off the week with a celebrity pro-am event to help raise money for City of Hope and their prostate cancer research. And then we're going to be doing an outdoor sporting show for the entire 4 days of the tournament at the Richmond Convention Center.
Yeah, that will be on the James River, I remember, and there's a great fishery there. That fishery has come back. I know we had a couple of hurricanes that hurt a little bit, but it's really doing well again.
It certainly is, and it's, you know, worked well when Bass had a few classics there, and the city of Richmond has just been super to work with and to get things set up for us and accommodate our needs for a tournament of this magnitude.
Well, as Vice President of Communications, Bill, you know, I talk to you all the time about what's going on in the television program and maybe some news that's coming out. What are some of the other jobs that you have?
Well, in addition to managing the website and overseeing the magazine and public relations, you know, it's whatever else is assigned. You know, there's always those extra projects that come along. But yep. Primarily, it's media and media relations.
Other duties as assigned is what they always tell you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's whatever Irwin wants you to do, probably, right? Well, you know, it's a situation where I've known you throughout the years, you know, and you watched Operation Bass and then FLW Outdoors grow. And every year there's something new and dynamic coming out. And, you know, I can expect more, probably this year's at the Jacobs Cup, you guys will announce a few more things.
Well, we earlier this month at the FLW tournament on Kentucky Lake, we tested FLW Live on our website, which provides real-time results as the tournament weight's going on for anyone that can't be there. And that's very exciting for us, and we hope that we can roll that out for all FLW tournaments and the rest of this year and maybe expand to ever start next year.
Well, it's an outstanding venue. I really like the way the format is started, too. You know, you qualify in the BFL, then you get to fish the Everstarts. And then when you do well in the Everstarts, then you get to qualify for the tour. And it really gives some people some nurturing, I guess you would say, to be able to become that professional fish. And you don't just get thrown to the wolves. You got to go through the trail, don't you?
Absolutely. It's set up to nurture and help anglers through every stage of their career, whether they just want to be a weekend angler and fish our one-day BFLs or the Texas Tournament Trail, or if they want to go at it full speed ahead and devote their entire lives to tournament fishing, they can with FLW and Everstart to a certain extent.
Well, talk, you know, briefly, you mentioned the Texas Tournament Trail. That thing has got phenomenal results as well. That's been a good test ground for you.
Well, Ranger's been a great partner with the Texas Tournament Trail and Walmart as well. They saw a need for another tournament trail in Texas. Ranger saw a need to have a bigger presence with tournaments in Texas. And we're just lucky that we were able to participate with these two great sponsors and putting together the Texas Tournament Trail.
Well, Ranger has a special place for me because they sponsor this program, you know, here at Bass Fan Radio. They're the sponsor of our program as well. And, you know, that was, a plug, but it was one of the things where they're involved in a lot of activities. Genmar Corporation's involved in a lot of things that maybe the people don't know about that are listening to the program.
Well, they certainly are. And one of the new things they're launching is a program to get more women involved with boating and fishing. It's called Women on Water, and you're going to see more about that in the next few months.
Well, it's outstanding. A lot of good things going on, and you know the season so far has been kind of surprising early because January, you know, the events probably weren't as good as maybe expected. But boy, since then, the people have been catching them, haven't they?
Oh God, Kentucky Lake just really came alive for us, and it was kind of unknown what was going to happen with the rising waters and the whole situation with the weather and in Kentucky.
Well, you put the best anglers, and I don't care where you put them. You can put them in Asia somewhere, and you put them on the water. They're going to find the fish, and boy, they did at Kentucky Lake. You're right.
Oh, they just nailed it in Kentucky Lake.
Well, Bill, as always, you know, it seems like time goes by so quickly, but I appreciate you being with me, and you'll keep me up on what's going on at FLW Outdoors, okay?
Terry, call me anytime, and we appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.